Now, Bohr's model nearly got it right for the hydrogen atom, but as soon as you put two electrons in, it falls in a big heap. So it was a good starting point, but that was absolutely it. It didn't go any further than that. So what was developed after that was called the quantum mechanical model for the atom. It replaced Bohr's model. And in it then we say and the energies of the atom then only come in discrete values, which is going to fit with those emission spectra. They were just distinct lines. We say then that the energy is quantized, where quantum means a packet. Schrödinger's equation was developed to explain the nature of the electron moving around the nucleus, and these symbols here, the Greek psi, are indicating the atomic wave function, which now is clearly taking into account that the electron is behaving as a wave. The expression then, H, should really have a hat over the top of it to indicate that it's a mathematical operator. So we have H with a hat on it, multiplied by psi equals E and psi. So this E is a vector of energy, and this wave function then is the same on both sides. Now, in the wave function, we are going to have to specify each electron in a very distinct fashion. And so where we're heading is towards the quantum numbers that allow us to define each of the electrons. Now, I expect that you are completely comfortable with Schrödinger's equation. So make sure you're reading your textbook around it, because in certain cases I'll expect in your answer that you put in the Schrödinger equation. Now, it's a very simple equation. You should be able to memorize that one